Blog Talk Radio.
You took the nail and got out of
A little bit of this, because this is what the message is about today, because this ain't no ordinary worship, okay? I just thought I'd play a little bit of this here.
This ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have in this world. Come on, y'all, and say
Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, for all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to just be led up the Lord, and the Lord has put it in my spirit to direct all believers, true believers, that's if you're a true believer, to the word of God, that we are to make mention of the sanctuary. That's what we're to do. We are to make mention of the sanctuary and get people to understand that this is what this is about, being in the sanctuary. About the true sanctuary, hallelujah. Not no any sanctuary, but the true sanctuary. So we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. And Father God, we just give you the praise and honor today, Father God, that you will continue to bless us through your word, bless us through the word of knowledge, bless us through your truth. And Father God, may today I just declare your truth among the whole world, that the world will know that you are Lord God, and beside thee there is none other. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to share a word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's okay. You know what? We'll go right back over everything else. It really doesn't matter what the enemy does, because we know Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Well, what we're talking about, God have told me to direct all true believers now, to the heavenly sanctuary. So when you read Hebrews 8, 1 and 2, I don't know how much of this was recorded earlier, but we're going to make sure you get it, so I'm going to go right back over it. Hallelujah. It says, now of these things which we have spoken, this is the psalm. We have an high priest who is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. So that's what we're going to talk about this week, a little bit about God's tabernacle, about God's sanctuary. Well, the question is, what do you do in the sanctuary? What do you do in the tabernacle? I'm glad you asked. How about worship? How about true worship? How about honoring God? Let's see here. Pastor, are you available to read?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Good morning. Could you read that at the Messenger Bible or out of the international version you had, the foundational scripture? I appreciate it.
At the Message Bible?
The Living Bible, yes.
Okay, I'll read it out of the Message Bible, Pastor, and then I have to switch. Because I am on the road, but I'll be able to switch it out.
Oh, you're on the road. Oh, that's okay. Just read out the Messenger Bible. We'll do it another time.
Okay, Pastor. Okay. Okay, the Hebrews 8, verses 1 and 2. In essence, we have such a high priest, authoritative, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen.
Yeah. See, to worship in the sanctuary. So when you're worshiping, you're honoring, you're giving reverence, especially to a divine, supernatural, above all. You're honoring God. So when you worship in the sanctuary, you should be honoring God. This is why he tells us to worship in the heavenly sanctuary. Why? Because that's where our high priest is at. And I apologize. I didn't realize Pastor was on the road, so I didn't want to distract. But I'm going to talk about worship. How only God can be worshipped. Now, I'm going to say this, and I know I'll probably get some comments, and it's okay. But the only way God can truly be worshipped, the Bible says in John 4:24, it says, God is a spirit, And they that worship him must, underline must, worship him in spirit and in truth. That's important, brothers and sisters, that you know that this is the only way. Well, if God is a spirit, and then Christ is a spirit, and he's seated at the right-hand side of the Father on high, then to worship him, you got to worship him in a spiritual way, in a spiritual form. And I think I'm just going to share some scriptures with you all today. Pastor, I usually call her like my co-pilot, and she ain't, but she's not able, I guess, to really read like maybe she could because she's on the road. So I'm just going to share some scriptures, and we'll go over it another time. Jesus instructed us when it came to worship. He says in Luke 4 and 7, if thou therefore will worship me, well, how can you worship him? Not in the building made by hand, but in the heavenly sanctuary. That's where he's at, if you're going to truly worship him, because it has to be in truth. That's the true sanctuary. That's what the Bible says. Oh, I understand we've been taught wrong. People, there's nothing wrong with realizing, hey, man, I was in error. That's why Jesus came here and let us know. Remember over there in Luke 4 and 8 where Jesus said unto the devil, because see, the devil always trying to get you. You won't see him as the devil. He used people. He used system. He's the God of this world, so he'll use anything in this world to show you what God wants, and that's not true. But in Luke 8, 4 and 8, Jesus answered and he said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only shall thy worship. Brothers and sisters, when will we do that? When will we do that? When we realize that, hey, worshiping God, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. No reason Psalms 29 and 2 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come on now. Come on. This ain't hard. This ain't grievous. You got to worship God in pure holiness. Now, how you going to be up in some building with a bunch of people got rocks in their jaws? They're already angry and mad because you took their parking space or you didn't do something or they didn't sing the song. See, that ain't truth right there, brother. You, that's not the right spirit. You can't worship God like that. To worship him is to honor him, to acknowledge him. Nowhere where it's written you have to go. Well, now, if you worship him in his house, he's in heaven. That's his place right there, see? That's what God, that's what the Lord expects for us to do. Why? Because we're new creatures. He promised us this. When people had worshiped God, the Bible said, now if Jerusalem was a place to worship, I'm going to show you something. Over there in Luke 24 and 52, Luke 24, 52. If Jerusalem was a place to go worship, how about when Christ healed the man? Well, maybe I need to go find that scripture. I think it's in Luke 24. I'm going to try to find it. I need to. 52, so you can get the whole thing here. I want you all to see this. Over in Luke, well, I'll tell you what, I'll read part of it, and then we'll discuss it just a tad bit. But I just want to show you what happens. You don't have to go to Jerusalem to worship. They got healed and delivered and start worshiping God on their way to Jerusalem. It says, and it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Man, they didn't go to Jerusalem. I want y'all to see this. And let me finish this. It says, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. But you got to see what happened. They got blessed and they went back to the temple and showed everybody else they've been blessed. Now, if you didn't read this right, you'll think, oh, they was up in the temple worshiping and praising God. No, they wasn't. Two things I want to make mention of because it's important. The first thing Jesus wanted people to do was repent. Why? Because we've been doing it wrong. He was explaining to them how Christ were to suffer many things, and he had witness of these things. He says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. This is God's promise. This is what Jesus promised. And the Bible says he was led out as far as to Bethany. And he lift up his hand and blessed them. Now, I want y'all to please understand this. When they got blessed, then they went and told some people. They went and showed what the Lord had did for them. And that's what the heathens need to see. People need to see this. So what happened was, when Christ blessed them, and you got to know where Bethany in relationship to Jerusalem to really get the essence of this, he said, and came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into the heavens, and they worshiped him. Look where they worshiped him at. After they got through worshiping him on the backside of the mountain, then they went to Jerusalem to tell people of the good things of God. That's what we're to do. That's what worshiping is. It's going and telling the good news. But God had chosen that we be giving thanksgiving, because that's what it is. No reason. He says when you enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and unto his courts with praise, come before his presence with singing. That's Psalms 100, verse 4. So when you enter into, man, when you getting ready to worship God, listen, people, when you getting ready to worship God, you ought to be thankful. You get ready to have, for a better way of saying this, a service. Because, see, most people think worshiping God is a service, having a service. But if you read the scripture I just read a moment ago, you'll see it wasn't. When you are blessed, that's when you worship God. God just bless you. When he blessed me with the word of God, when he blessed me with, and I saw grace like I never saw it before, I started worshiping God. I started praising him because that's what it is giving honor. You, who said you had to go on Sunday morning and give honor, or on Saturday? No, God done bless you right then. You start praising him. You start worshiping him. You start honoring him. And then you go and tell the other people the goodness of the Lord. The Lord says, where there is gathered together in my name, anybody, just two or three, gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That's what the scripture says. And so you had to go to a building. We could right now get together and worship God in spirit and in truth. And believe me, brothers and sisters, we will have to give an account of every deed that's been done in this body. See, the only scripture that most church folks know is Hebrews 10 and 25, where it talks about forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another. And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Now, let me give you a little bit of history on this. Like I said, they've been teaching about the book of Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, how what worship was about, what God had did, and how that we're to mix faith and all these good things. Now it comes to a place, these people don't receive the word of God. They on fire for God. So they say, well, wait a minute. If we don't need blood of a lamb or a goat, why are we going to the temple? It doesn't make sense. So they stopped going to the temple to make their blood, because that was the only reason they was really going. But what people fail to see in this scripture, that he was talking about assembly. He wasn't talking about worshiping. Come on, people. He wasn't talking about worshiping. He was talking about assembling yourselves together. For what purpose? Well, I'm glad you asked. For exalting one another. And the closer the end comes, the more we need to exalt one another. Stay on that word, Pastor. Continue to preach. Evangelist, Renee. Well, it doesn't matter. Exalt one another. Not necessary to go to the temple or go to Jerusalem to worship. That's not true, man. So I'm admonishing you guys. It's okay to, for a better way, public worship. It's okay where two or three are gathered together. But understand what you're doing. You should be there exalting one another, not worshiping God. It never said that. Now, man gonna different because they want to put their little stuff in there. But he says, not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some, but exalting one another. See, that's what he's talking about, exalting one another. And he said nothing about worshiping God. So you got to be able to hear. I pray right now. Father God, I just ask you to give those that's listening an ear to hear truth. Because that's what you want us worshiping, in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Father God. Put a fear among them, that they'll hear your word. They'll hearken unto your word, like in the book of Michael. They'll hearken unto your word, Father God. And they will worship you. And they will worship you in spirit and in truth. And it won't be about a day or about a building. Because we know that you made Sabbath for us, not us for the Sabbath. We get it, Father God. And Father God, you have appointed such a time as this for us to worship you. And we're to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Father God, that you will dwell in us as we dwell in you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we reverence your house because your house was built in heaven, not on earth. Because the old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, even the way we worship. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. Praise you for it. I speak it on your people right now. I decree it and declare it right now on your people, Father God, that they will hear and they will obey your truth. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. This is the time where we allow anyone that would like to have a word to say is to share or engage, have any questions. Now's the time to ask them, and we'll go from there. Any comments, just press one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? Okay. You had any comments, Pastor?
Not at this time, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay.
It was a great lesson. I'm enjoying it. Amen.
Praise God. I I know you got to stay focused. You're on the road. I get it. And thank you so much. Anyone else? Okay. If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow. We're talking to believers, true believers. So if you don't get it, I understand. You're not a true believer. And if you're a true believer, you're going to tell the Holy Ghost to make sure you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thing. Because God wants you to know that he's looking for true worshipers. And you claim to be a true worshiper, then there it is. In Jesus' name, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at